For me, there is a natural progression here. I'm retiring as the host of To the Best of Our Knowledge at the end of this show. But you are in very good shape. There were three of us who started together on this show more than 20 years ago. Steve Paulson and Anne Strainchamps. And Anne is going to be the new host of the show starting next week. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Jim. But before we let you walk out the door, there are some questions that listeners have. They kind of want to know a little bit more about the Jim Fleming backstory. If you don't mind, can I take you all the way back?
All the way back.
To your beginnings in public radio. Actually, were you one of those kids who listened to the radio a lot growing up?
I listened to the radio all the time growing up. On Sundays, we had our big meal in the middle of the day. And then on Sunday evening, my dad and I would make an enormous amount of popcorn together in the kitchen, listening to Gunsmoke on the radio. I had a little Mitsubishi transistor radio that I bought at a store. I saved up my money and got it, and I would listen every night to the baseball games during the season under my pillow so that my mom couldn't hear it, and then to WLS out of Chicago a lot of the time.
So this would have been what, the late 50s?
Oh, late 50s, early 60s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you first get a job in broadcasting?
I got a job in broadcasting in 1968. When I was hired by the oldest station in the nation, WHA Radio. It was a fluke, actually. I was in a play at the university, and somebody said they were going to go audition for a job at the public station. And I said, well, I'll go along. And we both auditioned, and I got the job.
And how old were you?
19.
Wow. So you did a lot of music announcing over the years. But then another thing that you've done here that I think a lot of our listeners may not realize is for years you have been reading books on the air, entire books. In fact, long before there was such a thing as books on tape, you were hosting Chapter a Day.
There are a lot of us who have been involved in Chapter a Day. I love the starting story of it. Harold McCarty, who was one of the founders of Wisconsin Public Radio, wasn't known as that then, State Broadcasting Service, was apparently in the studio one day waiting for a guest who didn't show up. So he reached into his briefcase, pulled out a book, opened the microphone, and read for half an hour. The response was so positive that it was insisted he should do it again, and we have ever since. That was sometime in the late 1920s, early 1930s. And my mentor in this business, Carl Schmidt, who is a nationally known figure, one of the founders of National Public Radio, taught me, and I have loved it ever since.
That's one of the things I love about public radio. It hasn't been around all that long. You can have a public radio legacy from one of the founders of public radio to you to the rest of us. You know, it's only three generations.
It's not that far, no.
No, it's kind of a wonderful thing. So you've always told hilarious stories about the earlier days in broadcasting when things were a little looser.
They were much looser then. We're far more professional now than we were. I was in a studio at Radio Hall on the University of Wisconsin campus, and it was a building that had originally been a heating plant. The light in the announcer's studio was controlled from the engineer's studio next door.
Uh-oh.
And I sat one night reading the news, and the light went out. I was left with just the desk lamp in the room, and that was okay. I was young. I had good eyesight. I could read until the engineer came in and picked up the desk lamp and began to move it around as I tried to finish the news. That was even better, though, than having your news copy set on fire.
Wait, set on fire?
Set on fire, and you would just read really fast in order to get to the end of the story before it disappeared.
Oh, these days, of course, you'd be fired if you did something like
that. Indeed, the firing would be of a different kind, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, Jim, you have been my radio companion for 25 years or so, and the weekends, I have to tell you just personally, the weekends will not be the same for me. We will all miss you terribly, but we are excited to think of you enjoying new adventures. What are you going to do?
Oh, all sorts of things. I hope to travel a lot. We already have two trips scheduled for the next 6 or 7 months. I have a 6-year-old grandson I want to spend a lot of time with. Do you know, I have over the years taken classes here and there, but I've never had time to devote to them. When my mother retired, she took up painting and became quite good. And I've thought maybe there's just a smidgen of that talent in there somewhere that I could search for and try to discover. I think having time is going to be the greatest thing of all.
If I know you, you're going to be on a few airplanes heading off to far corners of the globe also.
We will. My wife and I have traveled quite a lot. I've been to Hong Kong, but not to mainland China. I've been to Japan, but not to South America. I think it's time to fix those things.
Hope we can expect some audio postcards in the mail.
Guaranteed.
Have fun.
Thank you. Over the last couple of weeks, we asked for your advice about what I should do once I retire, and we got a lot of letters. Here are some of them.
Enjoy your new adventures. Thank you for starting us off on so many of our own.
Spend some time volunteering in the public schools. That's the best way to learn about the challenges in our society.
How about spicing up your retirement by doing a few TT Book segments each year?
Please, please, please continue to make cameos on this show.
After one of your trips, share your experiences.
Enjoy the transition and new explorations, Jim.
Thank you so much for your many years of first-rate work. Here's to many adventures to come.
Enjoy travels and books.
You could spend your retirement recording voicemail greetings? My voicemail?
I could, as they say, listen to Jim Fleming read the phone book.
You have the greatest voice in the biz.
Congratulations on entering the world of travel, and I wish you many happy years on the road.
Travel. Travel until your health prevents it.
I've only recently discovered your show, and I'm waking up at an ungodly hour on Saturday to catch it. I'll miss your voice, and as for retirement, I've got 15 more years ahead of me to figure it out.
Persevere at some new passion or risk quickly dwindling away.
I've been retired for 11 years, and it's been the most exquisite time of my life. Rush into the quiet forest of retirement. Listen for your own voice. Trust where you are in the world and search for new ways to love.
Happy trails, Jim. It's been a pleasure.